News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar on Sunday said he doesn't have any interest in becoming the UPA chairperson, dismissing speculation that he may take over the position from Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi. Pawar's statement to News 18 came a day before he was scheduled to travel to Delhi to meet opposition leaders on the ongoing farmers' agitation. "I don't have the time or inclination to be UPA chairperson. There is no question of any such proposal," Pawar told News 18. Nationalist Congress Party had earlier dismissed media speculation that Pawar may take over the UPA reins from Sonia Gandhi. The Nationalist Congress Party would like to clarify that there is no discussion within UPA partners regarding any such proposal, Chief Spokesperson Mahesh Tapase had said. The reports appearing in the media seem to be planted by vested interests to divert the attention from the ongoing farmers' agitation, he had added. However, celebrating Pawar's 80th birthday on December 12, NCP leader Praful Patel took a dig at Maharashtra Ally Congress and said the Maratha strongman could not become Prime Minister in the 1990s due to the party's Darbar Kotri. The speculation was fueled by Shiv Sena leader Sanjay Raut's cryptic response that anything can happen in politics. The Sena, NCP and Congress's ruling ally in Maharashtra had expressed confidence that the former union minister who turned 80 on December 12 is capable of a bigger national role. "Politics is unpredictable. You never know what will happen next," Sena MP Raut had said. BCCI President and former Indian cricket captain Sourav Ganguly on Sunday held an hour-long meeting with West Bengal Governor Jagdeep Dhankar, which sources at Raj Bhavan described as a courtesy call, and said there is nothing political about it. However, with assembly elections in the state due in April, May next year, there has been speculation that he may join politics. While Ganguly did not take questions on the reason for his visit, Dhankar said that they had discussions on varied issues. The governor also said that he accepted the Board of Control for Cricket in India President's invitation to visit the Eden Gardens Stadium. Raj Bhavan sources said that Ganguly's meeting with Dhankar has nothing to do with political developments in the state. "Had interaction with Dada S. Ganguly, President BCCI, at Raj Bhavan today at 4:30 p.m. on varied issues. Accepted his offer for a visit to Eden Gardens, oldest cricket ground in the country, established in 1864, the governor tweeted. Ganguly reached the Raj Bhavan around 4:30 p.m. and the meeting lasted an hour. A senior Chinese official arrived in Kathmandu on Sunday to assess the political situation, local party officials said. A first diplomatic step by the neighboring power after Nepal's prime minister dissolved parliament a week ago. China has poured millions of dollars into Nepal in recent years in the form of aid and infrastructure investment as it incorporates the country in President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative project, which is seen as a new Silk Road. Guo Yezhu, vice minister in the International Department of the Communist Party of China, is the most senior foreign official to visit Nepal since Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli decided to dissolve the country's parliament last Sunday and call for an early parliamentary election. "I think the Chinese have come to assess the overall situation after the dissolution of parliament and virtual breakup of the Nepal Communist Party," said Narayan Khatka, a senior leader of the opposition Nepali Congress Party. Bishnu Rijal, a central committee member of the NCP, said the Chinese official was expected to meet Oli and his opponents. Oli has said that internal squabbling and a lack of cooperation from his party paralyzed decision-making, forcing him to seek a fresh popular mandate. Stand-in skipper Ajinkya Rahane stepped out of Virat Kohli's shadow with an inspiring century on Sunday as India's batsmen banished their horror 36 in Adelaide to take control of the second test against a profligate Australia on day two. Rahane left to rally India after Kohli's departure in the wake of the Adelaide humiliation stamped his authority with an unbeaten 104 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, driving the tourists to 277 for 5 before rain brought stumps early. They have a lead of 82 runs in reply to Australia's first innings 195. and all the momentum on a flattening pitch as they looked to level the four-test series after a defeat in the opener. Rahane was reprieved on 73 when dropped by Steve Smith in the slips, and again on 104 when Travis Head coughed up a diving chance on the final ball of the day, but it was a captain's knock of the highest quality by the soft-spoken 32-year-old. He had pulled India from early peril on a muggy overcast day and with Ravindra Jadeja, 40 not out, built a 104-run partnership that spanned the final session. Standing firm against a belligerent pace attack when the second new ball arrived, Rahane cut paceman Pat Cummins to backward point for 4 to bring up his 11th test century. It capped a stunning turnaround from the farce at Adelaide Oval where he ran out his captain Kohli in the first innings and was then out for a duck as India slumped to their lowest ever test innings total. None of his teammates made double figures in that second innings horror show, but at the MCG, Rahane found willing support in a reject lineup with Jadeja, debutant opener Shubman Gill, who scored 45, and recalled wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant, who scored 29, making telling contributions. The chat in the team was that if we have to win this match, we need partnerships, said Gill, who was dropped twice during his 65-ball knock. We now have a century-plus partnership of Rahane and Jadeja. We hope they can stretch it past 150 and make it as long as possible, he said. Tim Payne's Australia were left to rue a poor day in the field, having let Rahane and India off the hook after reducing the tourists to 64 for 3 early on. Cummins removed Gill and Cheteshwar Pujara, who got 17, in a searing 5-ball salvo in the morning, but Hanuma Vihari, who got 21, and Pant warded off a collapse in tandem with Rahane. Pace spearhead Mitchell Starc took his 250th test wicket when he had Pant caught behind before tee, but the rangy left-armer finished the day tearing his hair out. Taking the second new ball after tee, Starc soon coaxed a nick from Rahane that a slow-reaching Smith dropped above head height in the slips. Starc also sent down the last delivery that pinged off Rahane's glove and which Head looked to have caught before it popped out of his hands as he lay on the turf. I think the last ball pretty much summed up our day. It was not our best day, not our worst, a deflated Starc told reporters. We created a fair few chances, but unfortunately couldn't hang on to those half ones. Jinxie has batted pretty well throughout the day there, he said. Rahane strode off with Jadeja, a survivor, as a cold front swept over the ground. Australia trudged off, fuming, with work to do on day 3 to prevent India batting them out of the test. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.